habits, they're either your friend or your foe. They're either going to encourage you or discourage you. And they're either going to make you a stronger person or they're going to make you a weaker person. That's a reality. And habits are just a part of life. We all have them. God wired us to develop habits so we can tie a shoe without having to think about it every time. Ride a bike, drive a car, get dressed. Can you imagine every day having to learn it over and over? That'd be a very sad thing. It's like a child needing to learn things for the first time. So God allows us to have habits. The problem is Satan loves to also camp around our habit formation and help us develop things not so healthy for us. Today, we're going to try to reverse that trend and get you to think about, maybe make a change when it comes to a habit in your life as you hear the stories of those who have made a change. You can share your story always on our comment line at 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Jerry. I heard on the radio today you guys are talking about bad habits and giving them up and what they cost. I was a cocaine and alcohol addict for 28 years, and in the end, it wound up costing me my marriage, my home, my family, my daughter, my grandkids. It cost me my freedom for a while. It cost me everything, my money and everything. And then when I finally had enough of in and out, I threw my hands up, and I said, God, I can't do this anymore. I need your help. Please help me. And from that moment forward, when I gave him my will, my total body, soul, and will, he took all desires for any of my bad habits away. I never had another craving for cocaine. I never had another craving for alcohol. Unfortunately, I still had to suffer the consequences because of my actions. But now I'm living a true and an intentional life for Christ. And I want to be so thankful that he did get me out of this mess once and for all. After 28 years of living in it, I'm a free and clean man. Thanks to the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jerry. What else do you say? That's intentional living. Do you see, I got freedom and I got clean. I got clear. And if you're not feeling free today, one of the questions would be, how come? That's not God's intention. Now, we're going to have problems in life. The Bible says that. There's plenty of them. Even the scripture says, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow's going to whack you with a bunch of new problems. That's my Randy paraphrase. But that's a reality. So being a Christian, living intentionally, is not to try to get out of problems. It's trying to get you out of the problems that you create yourself or you allow Satan to create in your life that are stupid and dumb and destructive in your life. Let me just say it. Life is tough, and then we make it tougher than we ought to by some of the habits that we allow into our lives. Thinking habits, eating habits, financial habits. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. So today, we want us to kind of jumpstart perhaps a change. Why? Because of God's glory. We want to give him glory. Thank you, Lord. And in the process, we benefit, right? Okay. Let's get to the calls. Jennifer is on the line in Arizona. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's a habit you've been working on or learning about?
Well, I have, for the last 6 years, I was living in the living room of someone's apartment. And it was a very difficult situation, as I felt like I shouldn't have been in this living room. But by moving me out of the bedroom, I would have continued to be a burden to someone because God knows better than we do. And so I have a plaque I've stared at and had to change a little bit because it said, be still, my soul, and just was all white with, you know, the black background. And I wrote, and know that I am God, Psalms 46:10. And every time I would have any problems or get upset or any kind of issue that came up or try to rise up in me, I would look at that and say, I know God's in control of this. And the guy that I had been in that apartment wouldn't put me on the street. And he lives in New Jersey, and I have my own apartment that I'm grateful for, because it's something that I can afford that is literally 28 years separates. Jerry mentioned, I think, something, your last caller, about 28 years, and it made me think of, I am 28 years separates a dirt lot from the corner of where I had first gotten into the bad habits I used to have. Mm. And I see God not only in creation, but in all of the what he's brought me from. And it's I feel like he's got me on the shoulder going, now do you see? It wasn't about everyone else seeing it. It was about I needed to see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did. Let me ask you, Jennifer, because we're talking about habits today. What is the one habit that helps you every day to remain intentional? I know you got sound like you got a tough journey, been down a lot of difficult roads, but what helps you most? One thing, one habit every day. What is it?
Praying, talking to God.
I think that's a great way to start, right? In fact, what the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, that we're reminded of the power and the importance of trusting the Lord with all of our heart, right? Lean not on our own understanding. All of our ways acknowledge him. He'll direct our paths. We're also reminded to be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And so there's this if-then that happens in our Christian walk. If we do these things that God has promised, on the other end, we can have peace and purpose and direction in our life. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Maybe you felt like life just didn't turn out the way you hoped. In Dr. Randy's message titled, Overcoming Discouragement, you'll learn how disappointment can quietly grow into discouragement, and what it means to find hope again and resist discouragement.
If we're going to resist discouragement, we need some new strength. We need some new courage. And the strength that we're talking about is strength in Christ.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to all of these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717. Or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. When you do that, you're making a difference. You know, we talk to people of all stages and situations in life. You could hear Jennifer, and I don't think it was any secret hearing that her voice and her story that she's been down some rough roads. And we have other people who call, and they're on the top of the hill. We're all in different places, different experiences. So when we talk about living intentionally, we got to begin where we are today. And it truly does begin with saying, Lord, I'm here today, maybe as a result of some of my own decisions that got me here. But I choose today in really love and support and obedience to you to be intentional in my life. And what one thing, and God will answer this if you just open your heart and really listen to the Holy Spirit. Lord, and maybe some good counsel. Lord, what one thing in the next 30 days, every day, I could begin the process to head in a direction that's going to just elevate you and benefit those that I love, including myself. What is that one thing? That is intentional living and doing that one thing. Hopefully, those things develop into the kind of godly habits in your life that transform everything that goes on from day to day.
Randy, my husband and I have been married for 48 years, and I wish I could say every year was perfect, but every year certainly has brought its challenges and an opportunity for us to grow. And one thing that has helped me with my relationship with my husband is to always give him credit when he does a good job. And he likes to get those, that a boy, you know, way to go, and I try to praise him for the things that he does that are above and beyond, or just little things that he does, and not to constantly focus on what he hasn't done. And I love him.
Stories, love hearing them at 888-1717. We're right here in the heart of our Intentional Life Media Center. It's we're located in Tucson. Those in Tucson area, you probably have passed our headquarters here. And within this facility, we have our studios for our network of Family Life Radio. We have all of our marketing and ministry teams and people who put together content, our Intentional Living family, all of us right here together celebrating what God is doing. And in this chaotic time in the world in which we live, seeing people come to Christ, families changed, homes brought closer to the Lord. What a powerful thing. And again, I want to say thanks to those of you who are praying for us and supporting the ministry as we're wrapping up this month of June. In just a few weeks, at the end of June, is the wrap-up of our fiscal year. And I need to let you know, remind you again, we just did something special for this month from Intentional Living. Every single gift, every gift that comes in to help us close out this balance for this fiscal year, we're going to make sure you receive the One Thing wristband, same one that I wear every day. Why One Thing? Because we believe that one thing done every day for God's glory benefits our family. And maybe become a habit in your life can change your life. It'll be a reminder every day as you put it on, Lord, today. And then you fill in the blank. It's our gift to you. Just a simple, practical way of saying thanks for your support. We need your help. Call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Press number 2 during business hours. Talk to our staff or go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Sharon in Topeka, Kansas. And one intentional thing that my husband and I did in our marriage is we made a commitment never to walk away from each other mad. That if we got mad at each other, we would agree to talk about it when we cooled off. But we wouldn't walk away just mad and not resolve the issue.
Yeah, you know, what I love when we hear the power of one thing story is how it goes back. The ones that are working go back to a biblical. There's usually a verse that I can share with you that ties with it. You know, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Why? I mean, it's not because God is concerned about, he's wringing his hands thinking, I don't want you to be mad. He knows that that's going to hurt you. Taking anger towards someone to bed with you is just, it's physically disruptive and relationally as well. All right, talking about prayer next, Angie shared this comment with us.
Hello, my name is Angie. The good habit that I have that makes a positive difference in our marriage is that I intentionally pray for my husband regularly, whether I'm upset with him or, you know, everything is going great, I intentionally pray for him more than once every single day. And it has made a huge difference in our marriage. We've been married almost 23 years, and I've been doing this for about the last year and a half, and it has made a huge difference in our relationship.
Thank you, Angie. I love it. All right, so let's get to the calls. Kathy in Michigan, share with us, what about a habit in your life?
My habit is I learned to let go because people that try to hurt me or don't like me, like my sister, she's always, my whole life, put these little digs in me. And I used to ignore it, but now I've just say, God, you made her, you fix her, and I give it to God, and I feel so much better.
Yeah.
But I try to be the bigger person and do what God wants me to do, and I do. I feel so much better because of that. It's just such a peace.
You know, sometimes we say that hurt people tend to hurt people. My guess is your sister's got something going on in her life you're not the only one that maybe gets some of that fire, you know?
She's a lost person, but I pray for her every morning, and I know God's going to take care of it because prayers don't go in vain. I'm okay.
That's good. So yours is telling yourself the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and be happier about it.
Yeah, we are. Oh, boy. How many of us could think about things we lie to ourselves about? Let's get practical. Maybe you lie about your money. You could say, well, I can spend it this time. I won't spend it next time. I'll tell you what, you'll spend it the next time, the next time, the next time, and then you'll be in trouble. Well, I can see, well, I'll watch the pornography this time, but not the next time. Next time, next time, next time, and pretty soon, we all know what can happen in our lives. It could be anything from the food. Next time, I won't eat that. Next time, you will, probably, unless there's a change. Not easy to do, but that's part of what we're talking about today. Maybe today it begins. All right. Connie, you tell us, what habit have you been changing in your life?
I went through a very rough time, and about a year, 2 years ago, the last 2 years, with personal struggles. I've been raised in the church. I know the Bible. However, I never thought I would get to the point where I wouldn't want to go to church because of how I was hurt by a few church people. And I've listened to your radio for the last 30 days, and I listen to people call, and I'm like, yeah, you know. But I have made it a point to listen to this radio station on my way to and from work every day. I've been working with forgiving those that have hurt me, and between the two and my mom helping me, guiding me through it, I can say it's been instrumental in my emotional health and moving forward, you know, and it has repaired my relationship with God.
Amen. Well, Connie, we're glad we could play a part in that. And people hurt people. And I'll tell you what, I've learned a long time ago, because of all the church involvement we've had, I'm talking about the community of people, Christians, we're just fallen people who've been saved. And sometimes we do stupid stuff and hurtful stuff. And a lot of people do get turned off, unfortunately. But man, I'm so proud of you and pleased to hear that you're trying to get beyond that and forgive those people and get your eyes back on Christ and see that there's power in that kind of a fellowship with other believers.
Because you have, you know, people say what resentment and bitterness does to you. It says it in the Bible.
Right.
And I've felt it in myself. Things that I never would have said. Angry, hurtful, evil things. And I just started to not like it. When people would tell me, that's not you, your light has dimmed. And I just was like, okay, what do I got to do? So that was what I did. I said, if something's going to change, I've got to make a change. And I have to start putting more into myself that's going to fill me and not take away.
You know what this means? This means a negative reversing force. Disappointed, discouraged, disillusioned. And I looked at some other words. You think of disability, right? It's the negative force against ability. Disbelief, it's the negative force against belief. Discontent, a negative force against being content. Or I dislike, a negative force against liking. And I thought about this in terms of, if we're feeling disappointed today or discouraged or disillusioned, what do those words really say to us? That's a great question, and that's we give you an answer a little bit in the lesson featured this month. It's available in our member-only section at our website at theintentionallife.com. We're just a few days into the month of June. We're going to be wrapping up the month of June here and the fiscal year on June 30th. And I just want to say on behalf of the ministry, we be as transparent, letting you know where we stand, because we're listener-supported. We started this month, the last word was about 70,000. That's the goal needed to reach the budget need for this month, but also for the fiscal year, the remaining balance. And so your gift matters. And I'm thinking of all of the families, you all who've been so faithful in supporting every month, giving 30 a month or 50 a month or 70 a month or 100 a month. If it was possible, can I just ask you, if you would share a 13th month, if you normally give 30, if you could add another 30 just this month, say wrap up the year strong, I'll tell you what would happen. In just a moment, the whole need would be met. Now, I know that's not going to be possible for everyone, so I'm asking you to pray about coming and being one who would share a single gift, a year-end gift this month. And I'm saying thanks with our team by sending everyone who shares a gift with the ministry the one thing wristband that I wear. It's just a reminder to me every morning. I put it on for years. We'll get one to you. It's a reminder of what one thing today, Lord, do you want from me? One thing today that I could do that'll help strengthen my family, my life, my health, whatever that one thing is on your mind and your heart between you and the Lord. And it'll be a physical reminder every day. And we'll get it to you as a way of saying thanks. So how do you get involved? Call during business hours, 888-888-1717. Press number 2, 888-888-1717. Or go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate and come be a part of the ministry. Thank you for standing with us.
One thing that I do, substitute a fruit or a vegetable for something that I would otherwise grab. Carrots are a great one. Apples are another one. They satisfy the craving far better than a sweet or processed food, and they're much healthier and have fewer calories.
When I bake, I cut the sugar in half, most of the time in half. Sometimes not quite half, but it doesn't alter the way the food tastes. It gives you a lot less sugar, and it's a great thing. My daughter started doing it, and she found it really successful, so I thought I'd pass it on because it's a good, healthy way to go with baking.
I set out to lose half a pound a week. I just said, let me lose half a pound by next Thursday. I kept going and eventually lost over 40 pounds over a year. Eating natural foods, whole foods, just trying to eliminate processed foods, exercising a little bit, but nothing too consistent. I slowly put those pounds on, and so by doing this, I slowly took the pounds off, and I've kept them off.
You listen, I'll tell you what, that's the way to do it, right? What is about 3,500 calories in a pound, and if you just knocked off about 1,500, 2,000, well, not you, me, every week, you can see what could happen here. The reality is most of us put things into our life slowly. Bad thoughts, we start thinking in negative ways, food, instead of exercising, we stop. There's a little bit over an extended period of time becomes a lot. We call it compound interest. It happens in savings. Some of you are experiencing that now as you're getting retirement. You planned ahead and now you're there and you say, hey, it did pay off. I had a little bit over an extended period of time. And some of you didn't. And you're experiencing that as well. This is true in every area of life. It's a little bit over an extended period of time. And that's the habits that can be so transformational in our lives. All right. Elisa's in New Mexico. Elisa, my friend, how do you relate to this thing of habits we're talking about?
So the thing that I was working on, looking at with habits, is I basically have a scenario in two hands, right? In one hand, I have, you know, these all these different things that I'm working on in my life that have to do with, you know, praising the Lord and bringing honor and glory to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other hand, I have things that more specifically relate to, you know, health aspects, kind of eating better, exercising, those kind of things. And those things typically tend to be a little bit harder for me, but it's because those habits, a lot of times I have found in my life, are driven by negative aspects or negative consequences, right? It's driven by, you know, I've had numerous eating disorders, right? So now fearing that, you know, oh, well, I can't start, you know, making these kinds of changes because what if I get into another eating disorder? Or, you know, you're too, you know, being like, you have to work out because you're too fat, you know, like these things, they're driven. It's not being driven by, you know, bringing glory to God or taking care of the temple that He's given me or, you know, not being, you know, lazy or gluttonous or all of these things, you know, but instead, like you said, you're stewarding your life, you're stewarding your time. Yeah. You know, you deny those selves, those things that are only going to bring instant gratification.
So do you beat yourself up a lot? I should be doing this and I ought to be doing that. And you hear a show like this and you think, oh boy, all these things I need to be doing and I'm not doing. Look how bad I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But hearing, you know, you would talk about all of the importance of doing these things for the lasting effects, you know, it really does give me motivation to do these things for another reason. And knowing and just, you know, being more motivated to really listen and dig down into God's word rather than Satan's voice, right?
Yeah, because
you have God's voice saying, yeah, absolutely, you know, and And in one hand, I know that all of the negative self-talk, it's not God's voice. No. It's Satan's voice.
It's not. And Elise, I'd really encourage just, you know, I think sometimes we just have to take a deep breath and sit down and just get really focused. And that's why learning the scripture, reading the scripture, memorizing scripture, don't just rush through it, but allow the scripture to permeate into your life can be a part of the transformation. But you're right. I'm glad that's how you're responding in a positive way. We're going to wrap up the show in a moment. I'm going to get to you, Norma. Hang on. I'll get to you in a moment. If you have a comment on what God has done through habits in your life, changing of habits for His glory, I want to hear it on our storyline. Share with us at 888-888-1717. All right, Norma, you are next. Welcome to the show.
I'm doing fine. I'm in a nursing home. I'm recovering from brain surgery, and it's good to talk to you. Your show's great. It's really inspiring.
Well, thank you. What are habits helping you as you're in this recovery and this next stage of your life?
Actually, listening to all the positive stuff on the radio on this show, and also I watch a Christian channel on TV, and I listen to David Jeremiah, and he's got a good Bible study.
Absolutely.
And all those positive thoughts, you know, when I'm dwelling on positive thoughts, it makes me want to trust God, and I have peace in my heart and joy.
Amen. How's your recovery coming, Norma?
Good. I'm seeing out of my eye again, and I'm learning to learn to walk again. They got the tumor out of my brain, and it's been kind of a slow process, but I feel that God is healing me, and I'm not the person I was before. I used to work an 80-hour work week as a home health aide, and I also taught people chemistry that were pre-nursing, and I was a gardener, and those things I physically have had to accept where I'm at right now, and I'm not physically the same person, but I've been able to form friendships in the nursing home, and there's one guy, well, there's people, several people I pray with, and I've been able to encourage one woman, giving her confidence. She wants to maybe go into the ministry, and then there's a guy here who's Muslim, and we talk about the Bible all the time.
Listen, it tells you you're wherever you're planted, right? You live it out, your faith, that's for sure. All right, we're out of time for today. This has been helpful. If you missed the first part of this topic on habit formation and habits, check it out on our archives file from last week. And a big, huge thank you to those of you praying for us and carrying on with the ministry of Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Stephen and Ray today. Thank you for your help behind the scenes and our entire team. We got one goal, that's to help you experience your life the way God intended. Find out more at theintentionallife.com, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.